from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. The MLB postseason is brought to you by Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code POSTSEASON at checkout and receive a discount of up to $100. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about Farhan Zaidi's press conference with the media yesterday following the conclusion of the regular season. He covered a lot of topics in this press conference. He talked about the managerial search. He talked about hiring a GM, the ballpark dimensions, moving the bullpen mounds, analyzing the season, and much more. First, I just want to acknowledge that I missed yesterday's episode, first one all season that we've missed, and I do apologize for anyone who was looking out for that. Was feeling a bit under the weather, but hopefully should be good to go the rest of the week and all throughout the offseason as well. So, kind of forgot, I guess, if we had done an episode yesterday, we would have talked, as I had previewed ahead of time, about just the broader kind of analyzing the season and looking ahead to the future. But forgot about this post-season press conference that Zaidi, of course, was going to do. And so we're going to kind of skip what we were going to talk about last time and just focus on this press conference. And there were a lot of nuggets to take out of it. And the first and most pressing concern and the most obvious concern and the one that most people want to know about is the search for a new manager. We just had the tremendous emotional send-off for Bruce Bochy at the end of the season, and now our attention shifts towards who's going to be the guy to replace him, and it will be a tough act to follow. My goodness, I mean, that ceremony and all the players who showed up, the next manager is going to have a lot of pressure on them to, you know, not be a problematic manager, because all across baseball, we've seen plenty of guys who have just not been good fits for that role, despite being hired, you know, even as early as last offseason, like with the Angels, Brad Ausmus, he was just brought on to be their manager coming into 2019, and they just fired him, and they're already going to search for a new manager. We've seen Gabe Kapler in Philadelphia not be popular among the fans, and you know the media has put him on the hot seat as well. So there's a lot of pressure that will go on to the new manager, but there's also a lot of pressure on Farhan Zaidi to make a good hire. And so what did we learn from the press conference? The first thing we kind of learned is that the process starts now. I had speculated towards the end of the season that perhaps they had already started with the interview process. I think I had also speculated that they probably had a list of names already. But what we essentially found out is that the Giants will have two internal candidates in Ron Wotus and Hensley Mullins. And Farhan Zaidi also was asked about and answered the question as to how many candidates they expected to have. And he said, overall, including the two internal candidates, they would expect to have about 8 to 10 candidates for this position. So that's actually a shorter list than I thought. I thought it could be as high as like 15 to 20. So we already know at least 20% of the candidates in Wotus and Mullins. So beyond that, we're talking about just an additional 6 to 8 people. And there was a rumor that came out this morning about how the Giants were interested in Raul Ibanez, who has been linked to this kind of position for a long time, and for good reason. He's a former player, very likable personality, and he works as a special assistant for the Dodgers and worked in that role under Farhan Zaidi when he was there as the general manager. So they have a personal relationship. And if in fact it's true that Zaidi has targeted Ibanez as one of those 6 to 8 external candidates that he wants to interview, then that says a lot because they already have a relationship. So if it is true, then we know about a third of the candidates already, but it's just going to be very interesting to see who these other names are and then ultimately who they decide upon. So just kind of my two cents about Wotus and Mullins, I do think that they are more long shots than anyone else, because, and Zaidi would never say this, and I almost hate to speculate on it, but would they be getting interviews if they were not already with the Giants in the first place? It's hard to know exactly what these people would be like as managers, and Zaidi touched upon that topic as well, about guys who don't necessarily have managing experience. You're projecting essentially what they'll be in that role. And for someone like Wotus, he was a bench coach for a long time and now is the third base coach. But he has interviewed for a lot of managerial positions around baseball and has never been selected. And we just don't really know what his philosophies are. I've never seen anything where he details his philosophies on management. And what I mean by philosophies is that you really have to be someone who is in touch with all of the modern analytics and making efficient and correct decisions, but also be able to connect with the players and have them buy into what you're doing and understand and be motivated to do it. You know, who comes to mind is like Craig Counsell of the Brewers, Kevin Cash of the Tampa Bay Rays. These are teams that use unorthodox methods to go out there and win baseball games, but the players 100% buy in and just pull on the rope and sacrifice themselves for the greater good of the team. And that, Zaidi said, was going to be the number one priority for having a manager. He said that the most important thing is that the person is a relationship builder, someone who has the demeanor and personality that people want to play for you and put the team above individual goals. And then he said that's maybe the truest of leadership traits. So regarding Mullins, lastly, he was a finalist reportedly for the Yankees opening a couple years ago that ultimately went to Aaron Boone. I believe it was down to Hensley Mullins and Aaron Boone. And so that to me puts a little more, that makes Mullins a lot more likely to me than Ron Wotus for that job. And it does help as well that Mullins can speak pretty much every language that anybody coming into a major league clubhouse would speak. That's another important quality. And Zaidi has talked about the importance of diversity and looking to make diverse hires. And so I do think all of that is going to be under consideration. So it's an exciting time, a very, very interesting time. And they basically said that this process is underway now and that Mullins and Wotus are going to probably be interviewed at some point this week. So coming up in the second half of the show, we'll talk about the rest of what went on in this press conference, talking about the dimensions of the outfield potentially changing, moving the bullpens, plans for roster building in the future, impending free agents, just a lot to get into on the second half of the show. Bombas are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. With every pair purchased, a pair is donated. Go to bombas.com/locked and get 20% off your first purchase. Everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite team or seeing your favorite band in person. I want to talk about the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, where you can attend these shows and events and earn credit towards attending your next live event through Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price, section, row, sit exactly where you want to sit, all through the Vivid Seats app. And what makes them really stand out here is their Vivid Seats loyalty program, which allows you to earn credit back through something called Vivid Seats Rewards. You can download the Vivid Seats app at the App Store or Google Play Store, and you'll be automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. You can attend the biggest concerts, the hottest games, postseason games, theater shows, and more. Download the app, automatically join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today, and make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. If you enter special promo code POSTSEASON at checkout, you can earn a discount of up to $100. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll continue to talk about the topics that arose from this post-mortem press conference by Farhan Zaidi talking about the Giants season, his first season as president of baseball operations. So the next thing that I think is important to address is that he did say that they are actively searching for a general manager as well. And he would never admit it. But if you read between the lines, he essentially was just saying the reason that he needs a GM is to just share the workload a little bit. He would never say, I am being overworked and I am doing everything around here. But that's essentially probably what is going on because, I mean, he came in, inherited this entire organization essentially and all the responsibilities of hiring beneath him and overseeing everything and meanwhile trying to maintain a team and to build a team and now also, you know, having to hire a manager and having to hire a general manager. There's just a ton of responsibility that he is handling extremely well. And it's essentially what he said in typical Farhan Zaidi fashion. He said it in a eloquent and calm and engaging way with the reporters in the press conference. But it does sound definitely like he is in need of a GM and is looking for one actively. He also said that the responsibilities of a GM aren't necessarily going to be cut and dry, and that he's going to do this thing and the GM's going to do something else, but it's more like he's looking for someone who can just kind of share the load and complement each other's abilities. So I'm sure that that's an interesting list of candidates as well, and it will be fascinating to see what comes out of that. So moving on to the dimensions of the field, they essentially admitted that the bullpen mounds are going to be moving in the offseason, and the place to put them is going to be in the outfield somewhere. So look for that to happen. The Giants will finally move the bullpen mounds off the field in the name of safety. And that's a great reason. We see people all the time just not see those bullpens and trip over them. And people have gotten hurt. Mac Williamson slammed his head into the wall. People trip and fall. It's just not safe at all. So I'm 100% on board with this. But then he also said that moving them to the outfield, they're planning to maintain the character of the ballpark and not do anything too drastic, and that they want to maintain it being a relatively pitcher-friendly ballpark. And I agree with doing that as well. So it'll be fascinating to see what those plans are and what comes of this. So here's what Zaidi said about the bullpen mounds. Quote, "We made a lot of progress on designs that would have them move out to the outfield and potentially alter some of the dimensions out there. We'll have more detail on those in the coming days. There's still some administrative and logistical hurdles to go through as far as that's concerned." And then a little bit later, he says, quote, "But that will certainly, at least to some degree, kind of change the offensive environment that we have here in this ballpark." He then went on to say, "I would still view the dimensions and the plans that we've looked at as maintaining the spirit of this ballpark. It's still going to be largely a pitcher's park. This has become a fair or more neutral park for hitters as time has gone on, and this season I think it was as relatively favorable as any from a hitting standpoint. I think as we look at some potential changes to the dimensions, they will be directionally along those same lines." So that kind of dovetails into our next topic, which is he was asked about what specifically might you think the Giants need the most heading into 2020 to improve as a ball club. And I was expecting him to say starting pitching, but he actually said the offense, and he specifically talked about the offense at home. He pointed out that with about a month left in the season, the Giants had a daunting road schedule, but actually did quite well, like 6-7 in their last 13 road games, but then went something like 6-13 at home in their final 19 home games. And he said that they just didn't hit well at home. And that's definitely a fact, and that is something that they plan on addressing in the offseason, and asked specifically how he would do that. He talked about power at home. He said that they made some strides this season in the power department, and that's definitely true and something we talked about a lot on this show. The likes of Mike Yastrzemski and Alex Dickerson, Kevin Pillar, Steven Vogt, they just added some power throughout their lineup and guys who don't have a problem elevating the ball, which we saw a lot of from old former, you know, Giants of the last couple years who weren't able to stick around. And then with the quote-unquote core guys like Posey, Belt, and Crawford, their power completely disappearing, that was a big issue as well. Posey hit one home run all season long at Oracle Park. That's just not going to work. So expect the Giants to add guys who can hit for more power at Oracle Park, maybe find some hitters who pull their home runs right down the lines, because that's the only real place that this ballpark plays favorably for offensive players. So there's a lot more to talk about. We'll probably talk more about this press conference tomorrow in tomorrow's episode. I highly recommend watching it for anyone who's interested. You can find the entire press conference on sfgiants.com. If you just search through the videos, it's definitely worth a watch if you're interested in the San Francisco Giants, which all of you are. So highly recommended. Anyway, we'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking more about this press conference and just kind of the aftermath of the 2019 season, just looking at where the Giants stand and where they're going to need to go as the offseason begins. Also this month, we're definitely going to want to talk about some of these playoff games. There was a really fun game last night between the Nationals and the Brewers, and tonight we've got the Rays and A's coming up in the American League wildcard. So look out for some postseason talk as well during the next month. To get this show every day, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.